Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. Training camp is less than a month away. It's right around the corner, but we have a little bit of time to get through before then. To help us with that, we have six of your questions and some answers. So let's get to work. The first question comes from David. With OTAs and minicamp in the books, how is the team looking? Any surprises on either side of the ball? Well, I don't think there are any surprises, and I think the team is looking great. One thing Mike Zimmer always likes to say at this time of year is you don't evaluate your team or your players too much before you get to training camp because no contact is permitted in the offseason program and those guys are not in full pads. Zimmer and the coaches and the scouts want to see the guys in full pads before they really evaluate the team. But I think the team had a great offseason program, and I think what led us to believe that most of all is Zimmer gave him the last day of mini camp off. That's probably a good indication of where the team is heading to training camp. Our next question comes from Terrell in Honolulu, Hawaii. Haven't heard much about Mackenzie Alexander during the offseason workouts. How do you feel he did? Well, I think he got off to a fast start, then he had to miss a little bit of time with a minor injury, and then he got back out onto the field toward the end of the offseason program. So I'm encouraged with his progress so far. Remember, he's playing in a pretty deep position group because the Vikings will welcome back all four of their top corners from last year, plus Marcus Sherrills. You throw Mackenzie Alexander into the mix. The learning curve is big for a rookie, plus it's a deep position group. Remember, Trey Waynes was a first-round pick at corner last year, and he didn't play much on defense till the end of the season. Alexander is a second-round pick, so a big thing for him will be special teams in 2016. Our next question comes from Levi in Eagan, Minnesota. What are some players and or position groups to watch during July's training camp that have shined throughout the offseason program? Well, I think we start with the group we just talked about, the cornerbacks. They had a great spring. It's a deep group. The team has brought back key players. They've used free agency, and they've used the draft to add talent to that position group. So watch the defensive backs as a whole because there's going to be a great competition at safety as well. And then the cornerbacks are very deep. Another position that's going to be really fun to watch in training camp, the offensive line. You have some returning starters. You have a big-time free agent signing in Alex Boone. Willie Beavers was acquired in the draft, so the Vikings threw a lot of talent at the offensive line this offseason as well. Plus, Tony Sperano is the new offensive line coach, so he's going to add a little bit of new flavor to that group as well. That will be a fun position battle to watch in training camp. Our next question comes from Chase. Thoughts on a possible breakout player in training camp, similar to the Stephon Diggs of 2015? Well, I have a couple for you. Let's start with Danielle Hunter. The guy kind of had a breakout season as a rookie last year with six sacks, but I think he's going to get even more reps with the first team defense in training camp, and he could be a guy who really shines down in Mankato. And I also like Adam Thielen. He's been a key part of the team now for a couple of seasons, especially on special teams. I think he'll maintain that special teams role, but he also may do some things on offense in training camp. Mr. Mankato, as he's often called, because he went to school at Minnesota State University, Mankato. He may be Mr. Mankato this summer because of all the big-time plays he's making during training camp. Our next question comes from Joe. I just haven't heard Wobby defending Khalil's on-field play in months. Cannot wait for September. I can't wait for September either. And we didn't have to defend Matt Khalil very much last season. He had a great year. The one thing I love about training camp and the preseason for Matt Khalil is he's going against Everson Griffin all during the offseason program and all during training camp. I think those two working together makes each of them that much better, and they both play very important positions on the football team. Can't wait to watch those guys make each other better during training camp. Our last question comes from Michael. Would love to meet Wobby and PA on the mic at Vikes training camp this year. Well, let's make it happen, Michael. Make sure you get down to training camp this summer. Mankato will be the Vikings training camp home for the 51st consecutive season this summer. The team is reporting at the end of July. Go to Vikings.com right now. You can find the report date for Vikings training camp plus a practice schedule listed on the website. Remember, those dates and times are subject to change, but you can get a rough idea of what days and what times the Vikings will practice at 2016 Verizon Vikings training camp right now on Vikings.com. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week. Even though it's a holiday week, we'll be back with another edition of the Pick Six as long as you keep sending your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. Please do that, and we'll talk to you next week.